Welcome to Entrepreneurs of Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here in our glorious studios with a dear friend of mine, Blake Castle. He's the CEO of Flexicon, which is the epitome in sports of things happen very slowly, then all of a sudden, years and years. It reminds me, Blake, you remind me of an author that never finishes his book. And finally, after years and years, creates this incredible Jack Canfield Chicken Soup for the Soul, selling over a half a billion books. When I have used the Flexicon, my wife uses the Flexicon, it's completely aligned with what I call the middle age workout, where
I'm with you.
Your mind tells you to go back to 285 pounds on the bench,
right,
and your body tells you that's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
And I've lived that life with me and the athletes that I've represented over the years. How many years did it take to develop the band system that identically replicates the movement and feel of free weights? So that's the best way I describe it.
Yeah.
Coming from someone that uses it.
The bands I started working on in 94 and then launched just the band system in 98. And then in 2009, we started doing live workouts on the web. And then during COVID, this was a pet project. I had had a Soloflex when I was younger. There was a lot to be desired with the Soloflex. It was a great machine, but it could have been a lot better. So I started working on this project, and it took me 3 years, 9 trips to China last year for weeks at a time at the factory, rolling up my sleeves with the guys to get it to where it is now.
And where it is today is the ultimate workout.
Thank you, man.
And it deals in strength, flexibility, cardio. Yeah. And I know I talked about the middle-aged mutant turtle category, which I exist in.
Yeah, we both do.
Yet I have it next to a true rack, a free weight rack in my gym, which my son and all his friends like to work out in and like to lift heavy weight. But it's amazing when we're working out how much interest now and how much they enjoy the feel, the isometric side of it.
Yeah.
They feel a different burn, and they also feel better the next day. What are some of the things that the bands provide that free weights don't?
So first of all, you can train for speed with bands because with free weights, there's inertia, there's momentum. And so you throw a weight with your hand, it's going to keep going. Mm. With a band, it's always pulling you back to your starting position. So literally, you can go as fast as you want, which has never really, there's never been a machine like that for sports. So you were in that industry, a lot of strength coaches, and I was with Coach Gee from the Pittsburgh Steelers years ago, and he said no one should be doing a squat over 25 years old just because they don't want their guys to be injured. So now you can train for speed and strength without the risk for injury. The other thing is for guys that are broken, and I've had
that's open old.
Yeah. So guys that are broken, that's really why I made it for me, and I knew if it was good for me, it'd be good for guys just like me. So
and women.
And oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think my first, if someone says, what's your why? It was for guys like me. So you get less resistance at the beginning. It's linear resistance. So at the beginning, it's a lot less in tension. When you do a 250-pound bench press, it's 250 at the start, where your shoulder is the weakest and the most vulnerable, and it's 250 at the end. But with the band, at your start, it could be 170. So we're getting less pressure on the joint, and a lot of guys have shoulder pain. So we have guys that use the machine and can't believe that they can do shoulder press after 3 shoulder surgeries because they're getting less tension at that starting point, where that's usually where I get the pain, when my kids try to drag me into free weight training.
And it has a wider variance of weight and resistance that you can start with, where when you have to have a bar, which weighs 45 pounds, there is not, when you're in rehab, a capability of starting at lesser weights.
Correct.
With the same feel.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that I see. And a lot of people ignore tendons and joints. And we see that even in the professional realm today. People ask me, why are there so many more injuries? Is it because the way the preseason is and who plays and doesn't, and there's no three-a-days? And it's actually that you need to work out your tendons and your joints just like your muscles.
Sure.
And one of the aspects of Flexicon is that it works out everything and allows you to have a fuller range of motion while being more secure in the movement.
Yeah, a lot of the feedback we get from people is they feel safe because it's, like I said, it's not like doing a free weight squat where you can go in either direction, blow out your knee. A lot of times when I'm doing squats, the last few, I've got my eyes closed just to really concentrate. I would never do that with a free weight bar. And to what you said about your son's friends, my fiance, her son had 15-year-olds, brought them over. They loved the machine. And one of them is a baseball player, and he did lat pull. And for a 15-year-old to say, man, this feels better than the stuff I do at the gym. Now, that wasn't who I made it for. But to hear that from that generation is amazing.
That's my 15-year-old and his friends. Exactly. Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah. And that was my thing about having duplicative solutions in my gym, because I don't have my own LA Fitness,
right,
although people think I should. There's not enough room to have both. And yeah, I had to figure it out and thought, wow, you know, someday my son might use this. But he's on it with all his friends, like
I said. Love
and,
hearing that.
And I think it's better for him, because one of the things that's difficult for him is he plays very competitively in football.
Right.
And he's really good at it. And that's a different type of training and workout and strength coach that's feeding him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a competitive golfer. And a lot of football players don't play golf, you know, like the Marshall Faulks of the world and Tony Romos, until later on in their career, because of the differentiation in the workouts themselves. Mm-hmm. It actually allows him to work out for both.
Sure.
And he's much more fit, strong, and fast, but he's also much more flexible. You've shown him a variety of exercises that you just can't do with free weights or on other machines for golfers out there.
Yeah, and even once we start to get into actual golf workouts, and that's where we plan to go. So football workouts, tennis, golf, baseball, because you really can train for all of those with the machine.
Yeah, in all different positions, in sizes. So that brings up the other thing. You've been doing this since 1994.
Yeah.
So we're coming on 31 years.
Can't believe that.
But within the 31 years, one of the other extreme values of Flexicon is the amount of exercise and angles and how easy it is to set up. You had a couple machines in a small car. I was worried about when you guys set it up in my gym, what and how long it was going to take. And I was looking for the moving van and you showed up in a Rena hatchback, you know, a crossover.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I got two machines in
there.
So it doesn't take up the space, but it provides unlimited angles and exercises. How long did that take to develop? And what is the premise of how you've been able to utilize the multiple variable different angles and exercise? Yeah.
So we're just getting started. I mean, we've had, for me, it was all the basic exercises that I wanted. And this machine turned out to be way more than I ever expected. First, I just wanted bench press and shoulder press, maybe a squat. And as I kept going to China and we kept changing and it kept metamorphosizing, and it was just, you know, so all the anchor points on there. When I've had trainers that are at the top of their game come to try the machine and they start riffing, I'm like, I didn't know you could do that. There are so many things that can be done for functional training with that machine, because you can anchor point here, here, from the top, from the side. It's really unlimited, and we're right at the beginning of it. I cannot wait to see what other trainers come out with, what our customers come out with.
When you open source the content side of it, it's going to expand and amplify all the different things that other people see in it that you don't, because they're in a variety of different sports, careers, age groups, injuries, all the different capacities that I see, because I look for expanded capability when I see solutions like this.
And
as you know, being involved in so many entrepreneurial TV shows and podcasts, I'm exposed to almost all sports fitness equipment and technologies.
Right.
One of the aspects with an open source of content is the ability to use your own phone and an iPad with it to have training, instruction, and be able to upload different workouts for other people and create its own social network. Where are you at today with the video support and content support? Because there's so much that's coming.
Yeah, that's coming. I mean, discussions now are really need a screen on there. I mean, we have an app.
Or not, because you could just have a holder.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have an app already that's called Bodylast. And that was for the bands only when we were connected to a door. And so that has 7,000 workouts on it, from bands to, you know, dumbbell, barbell, CrossFit, kettlebell, but thousands of workouts with the bands where you could easily follow one of the workouts and just substitute a bench press for a resisted push-up. But we want an incredible library, like I said, for guided workouts for all sports, for women, for Pilates and bar. And even what you said, my fiance kept saying to me when we would get the prototypes, because we would airship it in. I'd use it for a month and I'd write down all the things that I felt needed to be, you know.
Yeah, improved. There's the author that has written his book six times.
Yes.
Could have come up with six different books. Instead, yeah. He just has one amazing book.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the guy who writes six books, just so you know.
So that's your machine is like version 7.
Yeah.
So Nicole kept saying to me, this is going to be great for women. And I'm like, yeah, okay, because it's for men. And then once I saw her start to do some exercises, I was like, oh my goodness. Because like I said, for bar, Pilates, amazing.
Yoga.
And stretching, absolutely.
And because it has its own really comfortable platform and professional feel. It could easily be in hotel rooms, gyms. I see this not just as a home gym, although it costs as much as about an Equinox membership for 1 year.
You can
own, you can own your whole Equinox gym in one place. And I know the value of that and the convenience of that. I just, in my world, just think of the time that I have all of these different things available to me right down my stairs, which is a huge opportunity, because just the time it takes me to drive back and forth to different classes, different gyms, and different things that I'm involved with, it has exceeded my expectation. One of the other things that exceeded the expectations is a lot of band equipment and offerings are rinky dink.
Yeah.
They don't feel like a rack. They just don't. And I think one of the reasons it appealed to the younger kids and to me is that when I'm utilizing it, it feels like I'm at my high school gym with old school steel. Like it is not plastic.
No, it's the 300 pounds of steel.
It doesn't move, and it's well engineered, and it's extremely good looking.
Thank you, man.
Which I think is going to be for not the gyms and hotel rooms, although they like that stuff.
Yeah.
But for the people that, as you know, hard enough wealth individuals that have home gyms, my wife had great concerns when I told her, one, I was adding a piece.
Yeah.
Where are we going to put it? And she was the one that I was getting it for, ironically.
Right.
But she also didn't want an eyesore in our gym.
It's a great point. So
it's a piece of art, she said.
Thank you. But that's how I felt when we first had it in the house, and I would sit there and look at it, and I'm like, man, it's a great looking piece. It doesn't look like a big, you know, iron rack.
And you can hang the bench on it, which we do, which is great advertisement, because all you see is Flexicon right there as well. So as there's so many different options and opportunities for Flexicon, and as you build with the right equipment, you're also building with the right people. And one of the things that encourages me about Flexicon and has interested me to be a part of it is you're bringing on great leadership from professional athletes, from professional trainers, and bringing on new COO who I've known, you know, since I've been in the fourth grade, is really exciting. How important is it now that you're ready for expansion and growth to bring on these world-class professionals that you've been able to bring on, like my friend, the COO?
Well, I think, you know, my biggest Achilles heel from the past with Body Elastics, which was the band company, was doing everything myself.
Yeah.
And I did not want to do it this time. And I had met Scott through a mutual friend. Scott Feller, through a mutual friend, and his network and his ability to connect with people who could really take it from here to here is incredible. I could not do what we're doing right now without Scott. And so I really see the value. I did it wrong for 56 years. We have this opportunity now, and I want to do it right with the right people, so that this machine, in my opinion, should be the top-selling home gym in history. It's that good.
It is that good. And I've seen every home gym, being in the industry and having my career over 35 years revolve around professional athletes, performance, strength, recovery, rehab, flexibility, cardio, and also the tendon and joint work that a lot of people ignore to be able to do and to live. A lot of people talk today about biohacking, longevity, And it's interesting because billions of dollars are made in an area that is important, but they're not talking about not just living a long time, but a quality of life,
yes,
of how you're living.
Right.
And in the aspect of Flexicon, you know, movement is one of the five requirements God has for health. One is sleep. And, you know, you could sleep on a Flexicon, but I wouldn't recommend it. I recommend
I think
it.
I have.
Sleep. Yeah. But beyond that, breathing, eating, right, hydration, and movement.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't have the correct movement. And if you don't sleep, eat, drink, breathe, or move, you're going to die. And so beyond the biohacking of stem cells and HGH and all the different peptides, nothing, in my opinion, has replaced my strength of immune system and the high level of energy that I have at my age than the movement side, which is relative to how I eat, drink, and breathe.
Right.
But that movement side, I'm more flexible than I've ever been, stronger than I've ever been, and I'm older than I've ever
been.
Awesome. Yeah. So it's pretty awesome to have something simple without having to, you know, go to the doctor and shoot up shit,
right,
know, every other week.
Yeah, and I think that machine really is the last machine you'll ever need. Just because it's, as you get, I mean, we brought one to you, and then we brought one to my 85-year-old father.
Yeah.
And like you
he's
said,
he's in better shape than me, but I'm still working on it.
No, you're looking good, man. You know, so for him, and even for younger, so we were at FIBO, which is in Germany, which is,
yep,
a monster fitness expo. And I love telling the story. There was a family that came through, and I said to the father, you want to try bench press? And he said, no. And he said, his 17-year-old son, he said, have him do it. And he did it. Kid was built pretty well. Loved the machine. Then I said to the father, you try. And he loved it. And then the 11-year-old son looked at me like, what am I, chopped liver? And I go, you want to try it? And so we got him on the machine, and without any instruction for a lat pull, sat down because of the way it's built and did a perfect lat pull. And that was just amazing to watch. So,
and you don't need someone to spot.
Right. It's one, right, of the great advantages.
Great advantage, especially, yeah, for young people. You know, it's, certain things are just difficult to do by yourself.
Right.
And dangerous to do by,
yes,
yourself. And it's one of the things I worried about when I bought a free weight rack, that you can't do heavy stuff
by yourself
without me being in there.
Yeah.
It was just one of the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Now he uses the Flexicon, and because it can, I mean, what are the maximum resistance weight wise can we have on a bench, for example, or a squat?
You can do 300 pounds per side. I mean, you can go up to,
yeah,
600 pounds on a bench. No one would be able
no
to.
No risk.
With no risk.
You cannot,
right,
literally, and you, there's no, nothing's going to fall. When you burn out, it's going to recoil itself in a very slow, methodical way,
right,
to keep you safe. If you're looking for the last gym you ever need to buy, with more and more content, more and more exercises, if you want to live a long and healthy life so you can make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, then you got to join us on the Flexicon Crusade. I am super excited to have Blake Castle here, the CEO of Flexicon. Where can people find their Flexicon now? Order it now.
Getflexicon.com. We have a handful left from the first lot that came over, and we have more being produced, so before we sell out, and we're going to sell out soon.
I guarantee it will sell out soon, so get on the wait list, get yourself a Flexicon now. David Meltzer guarantees you'll love it. I love it. My wife loves it. My kids love it. Flexicon is the future. Thank you, Blake,
appreciate
for joining
it.
Me.
Thank
I appreciate you.
All right.
This is David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.